Good morning. We're holding 22 days of the Omer, Daf Yud Ches, the second Chagiga, and we got up to the second line of the Pesamid Aleph. So we're in the middle of trying to bring a raya over here to the Indian of Tashlumin for Atzeret. We had a number of different approaches, and we finally ended up with two interrelated riots. That's what we were up to yesterday, of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and also Rabbi Elazar Omer Rabbi Yeshaya. So on the one hand, we needed a raya that there was a comparison to Pesach, and that tells me that there's a din of 7 days. On the other hand, we needed to make sure that there's no din of Asiyas Melocha, and that it doesn't have a halacha of Chalamayit. So for that, we needed the heket for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We needed the raya for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but we wouldn't have known how much. So therefore we have two interrelated rayas. Today Rish Lakish brings another raya. Instead of comparing it to Chag HaPesach, you can learn it out, he says, directly from the wording of Chag HaShavuot itself. Rish Lakish Omar, the Torah calls the time of Shavuot V'Chag HaKatzir. Chag HaKatzir Bikurei Ma'asecha. So Chag HaKatzir, how is it you have to call a holiday the time of a Katzir? Unless you can actually be Katzir during the time it's called a holiday. So, Zeu Chag Shata Chogeg, while it has a din of Chagiga, so you're bringing your korbanos, and nonetheless, kotzirbo, you could continue to do a malach of kitzira. Aviyom is atzeres. It has to be that the yontif continues on, and it's not only the day, because Ema Silen be yontif, but you're telling me on the yontif itself? Kitzir be yontif mishari? Certainly it's not a mutter under any circumstances, the kitzira. Therefore, must be coming us to tell us that it's still called Chagiga, it's called a Chag, to bring a Korban Chagiga. If he hadn't brought it before, so it must be that there's a din of Tashlumi. Rabbi Yochanan, what kind of raya is that? I mean, so right afterwards it says V'chaga Asif, it's Tashana. So you tell me Chaga Asif means? So that's a Chag Sheyesh Bo Asifa? Right, so we're going to say that that's Chag HaSukkos. No. When exactly on Chag HaSukkos? When on Yontev? Yontev for sure. Malach of Yontev be sure. Yalla what? Chol HaShemayim? I'm going to say Chol HaShemayim. It's meant to do Malach of Asif or Chol HaShemayim. I don't believe that. Mishari. Yalla must mean the Pashir. Meaning is Chag HaBab is Man Asif. That's mean the Chag during which you do the Asifa. It means the Chag that comes at the time of the Asif of the year. So you're being Sameach for the Asif. So Chinami. Chag HaBab is Man Ketzira. Who's to say that it means literally that's your kaitzer. That's your kaitzer. Lamaisa, and there is a way out of this, because certainly there are times at which it's mutter, let's say, payoshen leima, you know, cases like that, where there are unique cases where you can do malacha, even on chalamay.
When I enter Chazal, when I ask it, Chazal asks for kaitzer because it's too much at one time.
So there is a way out of contrasting Asif with the Katsira. Okay, but Rabbi Yochanan holds it, so it's not reasonable. Lamaisa, I can't mean literally Chagas. It doesn't mean Chagas. But wait a minute. So in other words, everybody's made it now that Chol HaMoed is Asif Asiyas Malacha. The Chol HaTavayis is Chol HaShemayim is Asif Asiyas Malacha. This apparently, I mean, Rabbi Yochanan says Asifa b'chol hamoed is aser. Rish Lakish doesn't say no, ma piton, it's not aser. So apparently, that's a given. Malach is indeed aser on chol hamoed. How do we know that, b'chol? Why are we taking that for granted? I mean, not anymore. What's the raya that chol hamoed is aser b'malach? The Tanna Rabbana. Es chag ha-matzot tishmor shivat yamim. And even though afterwards it's talking about the Shivat Yamim of eating matzahs, but also we know there isn't really halacha Shivat Yamim eating matzah. So Darshit Chag HaMatzah Tishmor Shivat Yamim. This is an inyan of Shmira from Asiyas Malacha for 7 days. Limed al Cholosh HaMoed Shasur Basiyat Malacha. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonatan Omer Eino Tzarich. You know, in a posek, it's obvious that Asiyat Chol HaMoed is also Basiyas Malacha. I mean, if the first day of Yontif and the 7th day of Yontif, Arotzer Basiyas Malacha, the 1st day of Yontif, doesn't have any day that's Asur Basiyas Malacha before it, doesn't have a day of Asiyas Malacha that's Asur after it, nonetheless, it's Asur Basiyas Malacha. So Chol HaMoed has a day of Kedusha before and a day of Kedusha after. It would definitely be Asur Basiyas Malacha. Really. And amazing, because last I recall is all week long we do Malacha, even though there's a Yom Asur Basiyas Malacha at the beginning of the week and Yom Asur Basiyas Malacha at the end of the week. We're surrounded by Shabbos. It's every chol should be Asur Basiyas Malacha for the same reason Chol HaMoed is Asur Basiyas Malacha. Sheishi Tamei, Kereishis Yom Kippur. You have all the 7 days of the week as a raya. That's ridiculous. Yesh Kedusha Lefneim V'Lachareim, even though you have Shabbos before and Shabbos after. L'mutar Basiyas Malacha. Come on, man, we're not talking about chol mamish. I mean, what is there, carbon musaf during the time of the 7 days of the week? I mean, we're talking about you bring a carbon musaf. Terrorist gives it a din of kedusha. Now you're wondering whether it's mutar basiyas malacha. So I'm telling you, if there's a malacha that's usher before, a malacha that's usher afterwards, so for sure it should be usher basiyas malacha. That's what I'm saying. Malachis mebreish ain't them carbon musaf. I mean, it's not part of a holiday. Tomer b'cholos shemot sheish for carbon musaf. But carbon musaf proves something. And Rosh Chodesh is a carbon musaf. Rosh Chodesh is a nasa basiyas malacha. So Rosh Chodesh yochiyav. Sheish for carbon musaf, but basiyas malacha. Obviously, at this point, we really could have said, as Tosfos points out, we really could have said that you need both things. In other words, it should be a time that's also basiyas that has a carbon musaf, and it should have a kedusha lefana v'la'achara, which Rosh Chodesh doesn't have. We could have asked that. But Lamaisa, we're going to the Sugya, and we don't need to come on to that. Says the Gemara, Mal Rosh Chodesh ain't kari mikra kodesh. That's because Rosh Chodesh doesn't have a shem mikra kodesh. It's no time that we give it a kriya of kedusha to asrit basiyas malacha. Masha ain't kain, this period is called mikra kodesh. However, kari mikra kodesh. And we're bringing Musafim out the Mikra Kodesh, and it also has Kedusha Lefana V'Lacharav. So now Dinu Shasa Basiyas Malacha, no? And so therefore, I say that Enochinami, Chol HaMoed is also Basiyas Malacha. Tani Idach, another Bryce says a different Raya, Ko Malachas Avodah Lo Tasu, Limit Al-Chol HaShemoi, Shasa Basiyas Malacha, the previous Eglili. It says over a year, that Kol Malachas Avodah Lo Tasu as an extension of Mikra Kodesh continues on Shivas Yomim Takriva. Kol Malachas Avodah Lo Tasu Shivas Yomim. So it means you can't do Malachas for 7 days. Rabbi Akiva Amar, in it, sir, what do you need that for? It says, Beferish Eile Moadei Hashem Mikra Kodesh. With Eile Moadei Hashem Mikra Kodesh. I ask you, what is it talking about? If a ma'akatuv medaber, Barishon, what? Come and tell me. So did a mikra kodesh on the first day? It says beferish. Biyom harishon shabbaton. It tells me beferish also basiyas malacha. Im, this should say bishmini. It's talking about it on shmini, there's an iser. Harikvar nema shabbaton. It doesn't say shabbaton on shmini. It says shabbaton on shmini, look at it. Sukkis, the old drasha of it is with sukkis. Harikvar nema shabbaton. It's got to be telling me that there's a din of mikra kodesh. L'lamdecha shasur basiyat melacha. Tani Yirach, another raya from a brayso. Sheishis yamim tochal matzot. Ubiyom hashvi atzeres l'Hashem. So we're comparing over here the 6 days to the seventh day. Mashvi atzur av sheishis yamim atzurin. Ayol taina mashvi atzur bechol melacha. So you're not allowed to do any melacha on the seventh day of Pesach. So if we're darshaning sheishes yomim uvayom hashvi, they should have the same din. So you should be also on the whole yanta from all of the malachas jasa yanta. Talmud lomar uvayom hashvi atzeres hashvi atzur bechol malacha ve'in shishe yomim atzurim bechol malacha. Then why would it isolate the din of yom hashvi to say you should be atzurim yom malacha? Understand? So is it or isn't it? It is, but the pshat is halo masun akos halo chachomim. Obviously, there's an inyan of mikra kodesh and isras yis malacha, comparison to shishus yomim. There's some elements of malacha, but the Torah is not giving you a blanket statement that it should be atzur mi malacha completely. The Torah is handing it over to chachomim. First of all, lo mar lacha hezi yom asur vezi yom mutar. I mean, chachomim have to be kodeya al pi hariya the kishuvim of bezdin. So they have to be koveya, which is the day of Yantiv, And that's the day that's Tzatzer B'Malach, and which day is Chol HaMoed. Then, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, the Chachomim have to tell you which Malach is Asura, Ezu Malach Asura, Ezu Malach Muteret. So that the Torah handed it over into the Chachomim. The Chachomim wants to dover off it as Muter. They want to say a dover that's Tayo Sheinu Malach, or whatever they want to say. That should be Kaveh, the Din of Chol HaMoed. We mentioned before, when we were learning in Ma'ariv Katan, we also had the sugya of Chol HaMoed. So we mentioned before that Be'etzem, there are three shitas, legabe the dinim of Chol HaMoed. Tosfos is a shita, and here Tosfos speaks out, it's lame. It says from here the Gemara's mashma, Chol HaMoed is the rice of mamish. Because I don't know sugya, everybody's bringing psukim, and we bring a raya, the chaga osif, I mean, the chaga kotzir, that's a raya, that there's tashlumim, and that's the rice of tashlumim. We can't bring a raya from something that is tam and a smak to be alma, can we? So the mashmos is that Chol HaMoed is rice. So Tosfos brings many rayas that the Chol HaMoed appears to be only the rabbonim. And indeed, Tosfos's shita is that really all these psukim are smaktas. Ah, he says, right, it's an smaktas. What's the Gemara bring a raya over here? Rishlok, you're saying chag akotzir and chag asif, and we've all agreed, can't possibly mean Chol HaMoed. Maybe I'll come to Tosfos, Rishlok, you don't even respond. Mashmah really holds that there is such an Isser. Says Tezis, it only means that it makes no sense that the Chachomim would use a posik which clearly their masmich, a whole din of Isseran, if that posik is the very source of the din of not having an Isser Malacha for Chagat Kotzer, for the din of Tashmur. It's just weird to use the posuk in two completely different ways, even if one of them is only a Rabbanan. I mean, it doesn't make sense the Rabbanan would then go ahead if the main whole point of the posuk is to be Matir, and it's telling me that it really is a Chag HaOsif, that the Chachamim should say, well, we'll make an Isser Malach. The posuk is saying just the opposite. So it's hard to believe. That's what the Gemara means. Not the Rabbi Yochanan is tiny, that it makes no sense at all. But so that's Tosfos Shita, that it's really the Rabbonin. Rashi Shita is the Raisa Mami. There are Shitas, it could be Rashi agrees, that the Malochas are not the Raisa. In other words, the concept of Malochas is the Raisa. The Chachomim can define what should be included and what shouldn't be included. That's what it means over here. Lomoso, Nakoso, there's a general concept of Malocha. It's not that this particular malacha is something that you're supposed to do to be miyached the time of Chol HaMoed. The Chacham can define what that something is. But Tosfos doesn't. Tosfos says, look, if for my the Torah asks for malacha, what's track and symbol? For Dover Ovid, we're matir malacha. For a pearl shenlo malacha, we're going to be matir malacha. The Torah asks for malacha. So again, this middle way of reading it, Tosfos finds very difficult. How do you find an Isser D'Oraisa where the Chum seem to do whatever they want? Must be, it's really Drabon, and it's an Esmacha. But there are those who show them who learn what the Gemara says, Lo Masa Nakas of the Chum, it means literally. There's an issue, not that a particular Malacha is Asser, but to be Miyached Chol HaMoed B'Asiyas Malacha in some fashion. However you want to. This should be the way it's special.
Why are they calling Shishayim 25 days?
Because the you're talking about Pesach, you're talking about Sukkot. Which Rosh are you referring to? Which one? Sheishes Yamin Tachal Matzot. So you might think all the Sheishes Yamin it means. You might think all, no, you're saying yeah, but you're not listening. You might think all the Sheishes Yamim are Atzurim, is what the Gemara means. You might think all the Sheishes Yamim. Kamashwa, not all the Sheishes Yamim. Obviously, one of them, yes, that's where it says Beferish. Fine. Now, the Mishnah said that in order that the Tzedukim shouldn't have any smach that we believe in their nonsense, that the Mevachras HaPesach means literally, Mevachras HaShabbos means literally Shabbos and HaPesach. So because of that, we were matir the Yom Tvoach, Behesped V'Tainis. Right? That's the Gemara. But Vatanya, Maisu met alakse belu. Minichnesu ko Yisrael asopto. There was a miser once where a great man was nifter in Lud. Everybody comes traveling in for the hesped, and Rabbi Tarfon canceled the hesped. He said, I can say hesped on Yontov of Atzeret. Obviously, it doesn't mean literally Yontov of Atzeret. I mean, how could everybody travel into the hesped? I mean, there's no avenue, there should be a hesped. So Yontov Sakadai, that could be Yontov because, and how could be referring to Yontov? It has to mean that it was the Yom Tvoach of Atzeret. And for some reason, Rabbi Tarfon wasn't matter the Hesped, but the Gemara says that they were matter Hesped. Bedafka, because of the Tzedukim. So why couldn't they say the Hesped? So the Gemara says, can be Yom Tov Shechal Yos Achra Shabbos, can be Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. The only time that we said that the day of Tzvoach is Mutter Behesped is where the Yontov comes out on Shabbos. So over there, there's no choice. Everybody's going to be making the Yom Tzvoach Achar HaShabbos. And there we want to make sure that the Tzedukim don't have anything to say. But over here, the Mice of Alexa Belud was where it wasn't. Yontov wasn't on a Shabbos. Yontov was Bechol. So okay, so these were days of Tashlumim, but they were not days that were called Yom Tveyach. It was Meyuchet, where everybody was coming together to bring the carbon. And for them, in Ochinami, there was no rishus given for Hespedim. It's very interesting because the Mashmos over here is that the only problem, what we're assuming is, the only problem was Yom Tvach. We assumed it was talking about Yom Tvach where it was Chag. In other words, yesterday was Yontov, which means that today is Yisrochag. Which means that the only problem that he didn't want to allow the Hesped was not because of Yisrochag, but because it was Yom Tvayach, which is Mashmah. Yisrochag is Mutter Behesped. Many of you shouldn't bring the Raya from here. You see, from here, Yisrochag is Mutter Behesped. Why does it say Yom Tvayach? You just say because it was Yisrochag. If the Havamina was that it was indeed the day before. Right? There's nothing to do with it. Why always Yom Tvayach? On only for Atzeres. Right, but you see, Yisrochag Bichlal, let's say Yisrochag Pesach, Yisrochag Sukkot wouldn't be a problem. There's no Yisr of Hesped. Just that Pesach, the last was Yisr Lechag Bachila B'Shtia. There's an Indian to keep some element of Bachila B'Shtia for that. But apparently it's not us of Hesped B'Tainas. Even though the days of the Chachomim Hasr, they Hasr the day afterwards, I mean, but that's because we saw earlier that the Mechazik Tivrei more than the days that are also Mishal Torah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, others learned that the Gemara for changes in the Maskar. Okay, Sabba Josh, we're ready to begin a very important new sugya. And before you start our Zok the Halakha Mishnah, you should give us a hate on a Halakha sugya, maybe. And then I'll give an introduction, and then you'll give us Zok the Halakha Mishnah. It's a whole new sugya. It's like a whole new parrot. You can't say a new parrot. You can't say find on the Naya. Yeah, but you can say find on the Naya sugya. You don't want to say. You can't change it. No. All right. I appreciate that. Minig is minig. It's a minig atik yomim. You can't. All right, so we're beginning now, basically, and as I pointed out many times, we always do this. The Gemara introduces at the end of a perek, the yonim of the perek to come. And since Chagiga is fundamentally related to people coming up to Re'ia, and that means that we're going to have questions, legabe, the reliance on Hechsherim for Tumah V'Tairah. Remember those days we had real problems, Pela. The question of badats or bells when it comes to that they put in tarfas. But I mean, how already the question of whether you can rely for Tumah and Tairah is much, much more significant. You think that our craziness for Pesach is insane. Wait till you hear about what's coming. I mean, Tumah V'Tairah makes Pesach look completely normal. So because of that, Chagiga introduces certain inyanim that are nogeya, as we'll see in the end, how we treat people during the yontif. There's a unique status during the yontif where Kol Yisrael Chaver and everybody has a din of a chaver. In order to understand that, we first have to know the difference between chaverim and non-chaverim, prushim, and amei oretz. And in order to do that, we have to first introduce the concept of degrees. And those degrees are called ma'alot, just as they are in modern Hebrew. Talk about degrees of temperature, tagama ma'alot. Ma'alot is a borrowed term. It doesn't mean there's no such thing as a degree of heat in Hebrew. But since we have the concept in the Mishnah of ma'alot, that is to say dargot, there's various levels, so we use ma'alot for degree, literally, to compare one thing to another. When it comes to the dinim of tumah v'tahara, we have degrees. Not degrees on the level of tumah, which is ava tumah, risha v'tumah, sheni v'tumah. That's not what we're talking about. There's another concept of degrees, which is the topic. What milieu are we in? Are we in a chulin milieu? Are we in a truma, meiser, kadesh, chatas? What are we talking about? So we find that there are basically five madrigas that the Chachamim separated out. We'll see that there's actually more than that, but there's five fundamental madrigas. We have chulin, it's the way that we treat our food at all times, and the Torah gave special certain halakhas of what things can be makabel truma, meikar adin. That applies the gabi chulin across the board. Then we have certain milas that we make for somebody who's eating truma. Truma is more chomer, and so we created certain things that are metame truma, we saw before. Chachomi was on Shabbos. All types of things that chachomi were geyser would be metame truma, even though they can't be metame chulin. So for instance, the Sefer Torah, or any of the Sifrei HaKodesh, as we spoke about recently in Megillah, would be metame truma. And this was obviously not because it's tamei, but because we wanted to safeguard the truma, but we have many other things. We have the case of somebody who drinks or eats something that's tamei, which doesn't affect him lagabe chulin, does affect him lagabe truma. So there are a long list of things that the Chachamim regoza that we had back in Shabbos that are metame truma. But between truma and chulin, we also have people who are eating maaser sheni. Now maaser sheni has certain elements of kedusha; it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So therefore, we have to be machmer on that as well. But it's not quite truma. So we have chulin, maaser truma. Then we have an even higher darga of kedusha. That higher darga of kedusha for people kayanim who are eating korbanos, or even Yisraelim who are eating their korban shlomim. That's also korbanos. Kain is eating his chathas, his arshan. There we have a much higher darga of taira, which is called taira's hakedesh. And then the highest darga of kedusha at all, of all, the chachamim were kedusha for utilizing the mei chathas. The mei chathas was the pora aduma, ma'im chaim that had been the kudish with the efer hapora. And over there, as you recall, we had very special chumras because of the kula that the Torah gave. And again, the tzedukim who started up with this and said that it has to be done. But Tyra, therefore, we do it bedafka, not betyra, but because of that, we do everything else with super duper Tyra. So that means we have chulin, meiser, truma, kedesh, and chatas. Now, those five madregas, however, have also sub-madregas. What are the sub-madregas? Because there's also the possibility for a person to arbitrarily decide that he is going to treat all things as if they are. So you can have somebody who is Echel al Tairas HaKedesh, even though he's only eating Kachim, he is Machmer on his Chulin as if it's Kedesh. Now that, there are some who hold that gives his Chulin the din of Kedesh. It's a mold that doesn't. It's also possible to be Erechel Chulin al Tairas HaTruma, which is a lower darga, and which is not as imaginary, and because of that, even people who don't, shitas that don't hold the Erechel, that Chulin al Tairas HaKedesh is Kedesh Dame, may agree that Chulin al Tairas HaTruma Ketruma Dame. So there's really sub-dargas to the dargas that we spoke about, and all of that has to be kept into consideration. So we basically have seven levels that we're going to have to discuss, and the nafkaminas of these seven levels, our Mishnah begins to set aside. So we have, first of all, one very important, it's something that we come in contact with all the time, is the question of Netilat Yadayim. So Netilat Yadayim is an anomaly in the name of Tumah, because Tumah is generally an either-or situation. Either somebody's tummy or somebody's Torah, which I say it's hands or not. If your hands are tummy, your body is tummy. If your body is tummy, your hands are tummy. But if your body is Torah, how can your hands be tummy? Doesn't make any sense. And yet the Chachomim were koveya concept of Yadayim. We're used to the idea of Stam Yadayim, which means Yadayim that we haven't been thinking about, haven't been watching to know what it is that they touched. So the Chachomim were koveya halacha that those Yadayim have a din of Tuma, legabe Truma, and because of that we made a general takon of the Tios Yadayim for Pas, which is a long sugya that we'll be getting to more later, even for Chulin. Then we have the din of Truma for, we're over there, the Yadayim really are Matami, that was one of the takonas, that Stam Yadayim are Matami Truma. So therefore, any type of Truma that you're going to be eating, there's a din of Netilas Yadayim. Certainly when it comes to Kadesh, and when it comes to Chata. So we'll see that there's much bigger Chumras when it comes to Netilas Yadayim. So topic A in the Mishnah is Netilas Yadayim. Differences in Netilas Yadayim. So notim li Yadayim l'chulin, v'lamaser, v'l'truma. There's a concept of netilas yadayim. Netilas yadayim means you use a revius in a cup, which is also an anomaly. Because the only time we find you can pour something is, again, under Rabbanans, whether they're Tachonus Ezra for a Balkari, it's not really Betayer, but for certain inyanim, we say there's an idea of pouring. We pour water. But when it comes to Kadesh, you can't pour water over your hands. When it comes to Kadesh, you have to put your whole body in a mikvah. If you want to use the mechatas, in nitmu yadav nitma gufa, I'm sorry, I meant your hands in the mikvah. When it comes to chatas, if your hands are tame, we treat it as if your body is tame. Your entire body has to go into the mikvah. Now, these dargas also work in terms of the level of your intent. This is now the second subdivision. Somebody who is tame, and he had intended that his tefillah should be betire him to eat chulin betire. If he was tava only for chulin, then he's huchzek for chulin. His kavana was for that purpose, to be machzek himself for tire. So then he's only huchzek for chulin. But he's also a maaser. He cannot even eat maaser sheni. If he was tava with the intent to eat maaser sheni, which means he was huchzek for maaser, now he still can't eat truma. If he was stable in order to eat truma, and that was his intent, he was rosic with truma. Now suddenly he's invited into the Beis HaMikdash to join Kohanim to eat Kadesh, or he brings himself a car, it's also a Kadesh, can't eat Kadesh. If he had intended to eat Kadesh, he was stable with Kadesh, and therefore rosic with Kadesh, but his kavona, rosic instead of his kavona was to be mazik himself for that purpose, he's still also for using the mechatas. Whereas on the other hand, if he was tava lechamur, he's mutar leka. If his intent was to use the mechatas, he's certainly allowed to eat kodesh. If his intent was to eat kodesh, he's certainly allowed to eat truma. If his intent was to be betayim himself for truma, he's certainly allowed to eat meiser. If his intent was for meiser, he's certainly allowed to eat chulun al taira. But if he was tava without any intent, so a guy stam fell into a mikveh. Or he went swimming. I mean, he wasn't thinking. Yet. Then he realizes he wants to eat something. Tefillah tava. That's bechlal, not a tefillah. Tefillah requires intent. Now, the third darga is the most astounding thing at all. The third level, I mean, of differences, but the third topic, I should say, of differences between the various degrees, is the concept of shmirah. So shmirah is basically a standard for maintaining Torah. In order to maintain Torah, a person has to maintain his awareness of what he's coming in touch with. He can't just walk around without thinking. If he's walking around without thinking, then who knows what he's coming to touch with. So that level of Shmirah implies a different darga of awareness for the different darga of kedusha that you're dealing with. Somebody who only deals with chulin doesn't have a very high level of awareness, where somebody who deals with kedush has an extremely high level of awareness. There's different dargas of awareness, and the moment that we view you as being unaware vis-a-vis a particular level, then for that level, we considered you to be completely and absolutely tummy. So therefore, if you are an Am Ha'aretz and don't maintain awareness or care about Taira for Chulin, like everybody today, nobody has awareness of Taira for Chulin, so then your clothing are by definition midras leprushim. Somebody who is in generally makbid not to eat chulin betumah, and he comes now in touch with your clothing, he's going to have to go to the mikvah. This was not a very friendly kind of a situation. You know? This happened to me only once. I came a few minutes late. I come with the chassid under the chuppah. So I didn't know the chassid, only the chassid. There's a Hasidic Rebbe, but I didn't know that. But so he's under the chuppah, I'm coming to give him Shalom Aleichem. And Hazel talks, wait, did you go to the mikvah? No, I can't touch it. It definitely is not the most friendly type of thing, which is, we'll see the Gemara. I mean, for those who are included in the inner group, we call them chaverim. They're friends, but the other people, they're not friends. We see. That's why it says during the Mayyid, call Yisro Chaveirim. Or the Tlaad in the Mayyid, in the Mayyid, in the Mayyid, in the Mayyid, in the Mayyid. It isn't really, because of the Tumas Meis. Fine, but here the Hakfoda is on Tumas Midras. So the most common Tumah that could be Metame you is someone who's Metame Bishka Vumosha. So a woman is a Nida. She sits down on something, so now that thing will be metame even begadim. Metame begad, she's metame the begad without coming into contact with it. So this is extremely easy to spread around with this type of tumor. This doesn't even need maga. You don't have to come into any physical contact with it. It's a problem with mishkav emotion. So therefore, the most reasonable assumption is you've got a problem of tumas midras. Tumas Midras includes all of the types of Tumas Mishka Vumosha, including Ebon Nisama. Anything that somebody sat on, lay on, was Semech on, hung on, who was Tameh, that thing becomes Tameh. Now it's Metameh as an Avatuma, which means if a woman uses a toilet seat now becomes Metameh everybody now, so on and so forth. So that means it's such a common tumah that they have to be gezer, that your begodim are basically also assumed to be midras themselves. Maybe someone sat down in the begodim, you're noticing next to you. After all, you're not keeping your mind on such a level that you should be makbid who's near your begodim. So because of that, your begodim, if somebody comes in touch with him who's makbid on tumah v'tayra and only eats his tayra, full of v'tayra, you were metame him. He has to go to a mikveh, clean all his clothes, and so on and so forth. A disaster. Somebody can himself be a prorush. Prorush means that he's makbid to eat his chulin b'tayra. And nonetheless, if he comes near and touches somebody's an ochlei truma, now that's a disaster. What do you mean? But I'm very makbid. It's a different dark of kedusha. You don't have your mind on truma. You have your mind on chulin. How does watching yourself for chulin, how does that allow you to be considered tohar legabe truma? That these are all milos min rabbona, that the rabbona were kaveya degrees in level of tyra. We're used to thinking about degrees of level of tuma. That's midiraisa. We have an avatuma, rishon, sheni. This is levels and degrees of tyra. It's a completely new vision introduced here in Chagiga. So that, and we'll see later on, there's obviously a piece missing between chulin and truma, and that's maisa sheni, which we're going to get to in the Gemara. Big day earth like truma, somebody who is makbid and eats truma, his begunim
If somebody's about to eat Kadesh, now because the contact is begotten, that person becomes Tamei. And those begotten are Midrash LaKadesh. And a Kayin who eats Kadesh, the Tyra Gemura, who now is going to come in contact with somebody who needs to deal with the Parah Aduma, he's Mitamei the guy. Yosei ben Yoezer was the Chos Tichu B'Kuhuna. How can you imagine somebody more Makron Atumas Atayrus than Yosei ben Yoezer? The first of the Zugas we discussed before. And nonetheless, I saw mitpachta Midrash LaKadesh. If somebody now who is being Isaac in Kadesh Mamish, even though Yosef ben Yoezer was eating Truma, comes in touch with his begotten, they treat him like a nothing. His begotten are mitami, he's like an untouchable for the next degree of level of Tyra. Yochanan ben Gudgada ate Kadesh his whole life. And nonetheless, the chatas, the gabi chatas, haisamit pacht, or midras le chatas. Okay. Chulin umaisras, the Gemara. You said that for Netilas Yadayim, for Chulin, and for Maiser, you can use a cup. Since when do you need Netilas Yadayim for Chulin umaiser? Chulin umaiser, mi bo Netilas Yadayim, whatever it is, such a thing. Raminu. Atruma va bikurim. Bikurim are also called truma because they're called also the reishis, so the first of your fruit, and truma is called reishis. So both of them therefore have the same halacha. So what are their unique halachas? First of all, a zar who eats truma or bikurim is chayev misa. Right? It's also called trumat yadecha is bikurim. So first of all, you're chayev misa. You're chayev chaymesh. Chaymesh means a knas of chaymesh, not a pidyon. There's no din of pidyon by truma and bikurim by maaser sheni. There's a pidyon of chaymesh, but there's no din of paying chaymesh for achila. They're two completely different topics. We're not talking about pidyon over here. We're talking about paying if you ate b'shogeg. The asur lezarim, v'hein nichse kohen. They belong to the kohen personally. He could use them for whatever he wants, and if they get mixed up in Chulin, Eilu Biachanameya. They're bottle, but only 100 to 1, not 60 to 1. Utuni Netilas Yadayim, you have to wash your hands before eating. And they require, if you become Mamish Tameh, your body becomes Tameh, then you have to wait till Harif Shemesh. Even if you go to the mikveh, say someone is about to carry Gustin Bekvikini, Truma Bikurim. He has to wait until after the sunset, so he has a Harif Shemesh. It's full Yom is Aser. But when it would come to Meiser, for Chulin, there's no problem. There's no din of a Tvulyom. Hare Elu Betruma Bikurim, Mashein came to Maaser. None of the above apply to Maaser. And Koshikin, none of the above apply to Chulin. Now it says over here, the first thing it says is that they require Netilat Yadayim. And it says, but that's not true about Chulin or Meiser. And our Mishnah says, Netilat Yadayim for Chulin or Meiser. Now how do you square those two things? Kasha maaser amaser, kasha chulin achulin. Well, maaser umaser, maybe I can answer. I could say, well, we know that there's a machlokus about this because Rabbi Meir bar Rabbanan, the Tznan, the Mishnah says that kola to'un biyad mayim divrei sofrim, anything which requires now netila or a tequila, only because of a divrei seferim. In other words, the chachomim were the ones who created this tumah of the midiraisa, it's tohar. And these are all of the yud ches dvarim we spoke about, the pasal truma, but not chulin. So all of those things are mitamei es hakodesh, uposel et hatruma. Let's get our terminology clear. The word tamei, by definition, means a state of being where something is affected by an impurity of some level that we're calling tuma, and it also emits that impurity. So it both was makabel and emits. So it's called tume. Something that was affected by tuma, but it cannot emit tuma itself. So it's a receptor of tuma, but not an emitter of tuma, is not called tume. Because Tamei itself, it may be Tamei in the sense of it was affected by Tuma and therefore I can't eat it. But it's not Tameh itself, because it doesn't emit Tumah. So we call that state Pasul. Not Treif, not Tameh, Pasul. So something was affected by Tumah is Pasul. Now, the different dargas that we refer to, Chulin, Truma, Meiser, Kedesh, and Chatas, have different levels of sensitivity to what Darga will posel and what Darga will still be mitame. Therefore, comes along now the Mishnah to say, Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabban, those things which were created as a psul only legabe the din of a drabbanan, they're called the sheni latuma. They're given a darg of a sheni latuma. They're metame kodesh. What does metame kodesh mean? Metame kodesh means that now something kodesh that comes in contact with them will become a shlishi. But not only will it become a shlishi, it will also be able to make something else possible as a revi. Because it's called tame. Correct? If it's tame, it has to be able to give off tuma, which means, but obviously, whenever tuma is emitted, in almost every case where tuma is emitted, except for very rare special cases where you have a conductor of tuma, which is metal and so on by a maze, but other than those cases, you have an attenuation of the tuma and the level of tuma goes down by 1 degree. So if we're saying that a sheni can be metamic kodesh, it means it makes the kodesh a shlishi, and that shlishi will also emit tuma and now create a state of psul of a revi. So, but it only parcels truma, which means that the truma will become parcel as if it were a shlishi, but it's not really tame because it cannot emit its tuma. So even if that truma would come into contact with the very same thing that would have been makabel, a level of revi from kodesh, if that thing comes in contact with truma, will not be makabel truma at all, because it's only pasul, it's not tame. Umutar l'chulino l'maser, divrei Rabbi Meir, has no effect whatsoever on chulin and maser. Now we'll see the lashon of mutar. Mutar never means that it doesn't affect negia. Mutar means the person who eats it is allowed. That's the lashon of mutar. Mutar, such a person, even though he ate it, is allowed to eat chulin and maser. Otherwise, it would have said, ve'eino posel et chulin v'maser. What's this mutar? Mutar is got to be referring to a person's state. Is it mutar for you to do something or not? So it's mutar. We'll see more of this later. Why it uses this lashon is very, it comes out to be very important. Ve'chachamim osrim b'maser. So then if that's the case, we could say, the Mishnah that says that you have to do netilat yadayim for maser, that's indeed the chachamim. They say it's also for maser. But the Brisa that says that chulin and bikurim, the truma and bikurim do not require the chulin and maaser do not require the tilas adayim. So that at least the maaser part we could say is going a kolibah the Rabbi Meir. But chulin, how are you going to answer the chulin? I mean, nobody said chulin required the tilas adayim. Chulin al chulin kasha. Nah, maybe there's no problem. Maybe talking about two different topics. Maybe kan b'achila, kan b'negia. Maybe the point over here is, if you're talking about you're going to eat, so then you need to do netilat yadayim. But if you're going to touch, so then you don't need to do netilat yadayim. So where the Mishnah says you need netilat yadayim for chulin and maaser, that means that you have to do, you're about to eat it, you need to wash your hands. But just to touch it, you don't need to wash your hands. Shimon bar Ashi, please. The whole machlokus of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir, look at the lashon. It said mutar, asur. The whole machlokus is only in terms of eating. So lo poling Rabbanan ale the Rabbi Meir ela b'achila of maaser. That's why it says mutar asur. But when it comes to the negia in maaser, and even the achila of chulin, there never was an issue at all according to anybody. What are you trying to tell me? The Mishnah is saying that when it comes to achila, Then, yeah, then of course, needed to say, Adarav, the Rabbanan never even discussed a netila for Negiya Meiser at all. You're telling me it's not going to be true. And certainly when it comes to Chulin, even Achila de Chulin is okay without Netila Yadayim, so why does our Mishnah say Netila Yadayim for Chulin? You'll never be able to explain that. Because nobody held that you needed for even Achila de Chulin. Sorry. Okay, fine. Take it back. We're talking about Achila, okay? But, don't say what kind of Achila. Maybe we're talking about Achila of bread. You never heard of washing your hands for bread? So that takon is what it means. The takon of washing your hands for bread, you can do with a cup. If it's talking about chulin or meiser sheni. But you can't do it with a cup if you're talking about kainish. That's all it's saying. There you have to stick your hands into the mikvah. So now everything makes perfectly sense. So kan b'achila d'nahama, where you're talking about eating bread, so e'achinami, there would be no problem. And kan b'achila d'peri, if, however, you're about to eat peirot, so when it says mashenkin b'maser is true, mashenkin b'maser b'achilas peiros, but by truma you would mean netila, even for achila of peiros. The Omer of Nachman, call on hotel yadav le peirot, harezi migasei haruach. Somebody who goes around now being very dainty and washing his hands for achilas peiros is stuck up. There's no din of washing your hands for eating fruit. Maybe he never was at a Seder of Pesach.
So the Mishnah that says you need to wash, you're talking about bread. You're talking about fruit. And today we don't wash for fruit.
So the shaila is like this. Obviously, we're talking about over here fruit similar to bread, and it's not wet fruit. Now, in other words, for truma, you need to wash your hands for any kind of truma, fruit, dried fruit. Then we have a different shaila, which we have the sugim sachim, where, of course, because it was Nogeya V'Seder, what do you do about the tefillah of the karpas? We have that problem, dip it in salt water. So over there, question is a different issue. Since it's wet, we're going to see later on that water has a very special status. Liquids, the seven liquids, have a very special status when it comes to Levitai. And that is that the Rabbanan were gazer on them, that there are no degrees of attenuation. And mashka, any type of mashka, I mean any type of the seven mashka, becomes always a Rishon L'Tumah, even if it's been touched by a lower level of Tumah. Because of that, if something is actually wet at the time that you touch it, so then you've got a problem that you're being actively metame. To be actively metame, for that we wash our hands. Since the Rabbonim were gozer are sheni on the Adayim, sheni now will, if they come in touch with water, so now that water will become Rishon. If it's a Rishon, it'll be Matami the Paris. So because of that, we're more makbid on the Tumah of. Now, the question is, how about at a time where Bichlah? I'm not makbid on Tumah, so who cares about that? So that's a shaila. There are those who hold that that's only if you're going to try to be makbid on Achilas Chulin Batira. But if you can't be makbid on Achilas Chulin Batira, what's the point of washing your hands even for Paris that are wet? And that this whole takana of Paris, which is wet, has nothing to do with Bizman Hazeh. Many Rishonim hold that. Many Rishonim hold that. It was a takona that the Rabbanim made, and it's similar to washing for bread, and therefore it applies to all Zmanim, even Zmanim where there is no Achilas Truma, and there is no Chashash for the other issues, which the Gemara discusses, that maybe you'll touch something, you'll put it in your mouth, and you'll have Truma in your mouth, it'll be the time that, even without any of that. It's a standing takona. As you know, the Gro held, the Gro paskin, that it's a standing takona, Bizman Hazeh made a bracha on the Tilat Sedayim for Tevilah of Peiros.
Only when it's wet. That's
when it's wet. Which leads us back to Pesach, because on Pesach, we don't make the Tevilah. We don't make a bracha on the Tilat Sedayim before we eat the karpas, so that the Urchatz is very special. The question is, according to those who hold that we don't do it at all, what are we doing it for? So how do they understand the whole Seder Shel Pesach? They take Urchatz out of the Seder. It's very interesting that the Tziv says that remember that the Seder was Kavua al pi the Zman of Achilas Kachi. That's the whole point of the Seder. Is that you're supposed to be duplicating Achilas Pesach on the night of Pesach. So over there, of course you're going to do it, because originally the Takana certainly held according to everybody. But then you get to the question, why don't you make the bracha? You can't make a bracha just for a zikaron. But you're not supposed to because of that. You're led to another issue, which is how much karpas to eat. It's just fascinating. How much karpas to eat. Right? So there's other, the karpas creates a problem because making a bracha after it's a burn of fashas. Because of that, we say, okay, don't eat a kazayas of karpas. The shaila is there a din of netilas adayim of pachas b'kazayas? Because there's many who hold that there's no netilas adayim of pachas b'kazayas. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, it's fascinating, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, it's fake sveika already. Because first of all, there's many shitas who hold you don't need netilas adayim on paris to dismanas at all. And even those who hold that you do, it's a question whether that's not b'kazayas. So therefore you can be maker. Right? But then the Mishnah Berurah, remember he was putting out the Mishnah Berurah little by little. When he got to the Seder of Pesach, he realized, wait a second, I must have made a mistake in what I wrote there. Because otherwise why do we do Netilas Yadayim if the Shulchan Aruch paskens to eat less than a desires? And you shouldn't do Netilas Yadayim the way that I'm learning. So he writes, whoops, I made a mistake. Then in the second edition, he puts in a note that, but according to what I saw over there, it turns out this is mistaken psalm. But according to the way the Netziv was explaining it, it wouldn't matter. Because we would covey it al pi zmanam, and there wouldn't be any suffix. There's no sex figure. There's another weird shot where some suggest that maybe we do the netila in Paris, that the kid should ask, hey, how come you're doing two tefillas? Well, you're not mechuyev in the tefillah. That's what becomes part of the Manishtana. And that's why we do it. Same reason we do the other things.
Question is, we don't wash for less than a kazayas of Paris, but for less than a kazayas of bread, we would wash.
Only because it's only one suffix. There, too, you have the same suffix. Semi-clopus, but you don't make a broth. Above his eyes. But over here, you have a fake sveka, so you're going to do it. Right? Okay? So it's very interesting. Two totally opposite possibilities. Okay, but the Paris, if it's dry Paris for sure, it's migase haruah.
So the kid should ask.
The kid should ask. Hey, you never wash your hands for Paris until now when you wash your eyes.
But there's no one for Paris. Everybody holds that the kid should ask. You do something that the kid should ask. There's no
machloket
about that.
For sure, but Shilas, is this one of the things that we were kovea? To do a tefillah, even though there's no fiyav of tefillah. And that's the Shilas. And we do something that makes no sense at all. I mean, we do things that make no sense at all. You know? Take away the Seder plate, and whatever. We move away the table. So, okay, you know what I mean?
Less than a kazayas can be kabbal to them. Even a mashu can be kabbal to them.
Yeah.
Well, that's another machlokas Rashi and Tesis about the shear of a kibetzah, whether it's a dinner kabbalah or it's a dinner nimidah. That's b'chlal a different shayla. But then the question would be, since that's the case, both because eyes would not be kabbalah too, so maybe they weren't kaveh on it at all. The shayla is maybe what's in your mouth is bigger. You put it into your mouth, and now if it's tofu b'mashka, you don't know what's in your mouth, you might be eating truma. There's a lot of issues. We'll get into this later in the next parak.
On the Talmid Midrash, do we have a problem with sitting in a bus beside a woman?
Yeah, sure. You would if you were eating tumah. If you were, that's actually a halacha that's brought the farish. It's a mishnah. If you're riding in a bus with, you're riding in a wagon, then it could be makabel tumah. If you're sitting next to someone, there's a good question over there. How much? Is it matami your hat? Only your mevorah. No, it's actually a shayla. Whether we pass it is not matami your hat, Of course, not only for men and women. There's the super frum bus that has chaverim and Persian. Chaverim, chaverot.
good.
Muncie Express.
Special drivers.
You don't get that one? Reish Lakish, Amar. וחג הקציר, איזהו חג שאתה חוגג וקוצר בו, הביום הזה הצרס. אימס. הילה, ביום טוב, קציר ביום טוב, נשארי. אלא לב מצפי, there's a time of תשלומים. אום רב יוחנן, אלא מיד החג האסיף. You say the same thing? איזהו חג שיש בו אסיף, הביום הזה חג הסוכס. You say the same question, אימס. הילה, ביום טוב, מלוך ביום טוב, נשארי. אלא בכל השמי, כל השמי, נשארי. Elo chag, what does it mean? Habob is man asifa. So why isn't that the same meaning of chag katsir? Oh, kanami. Chag habob is man katsir. It's all one pasuk for heaven's sake. Anyway, but this is interesting because mechal the tavaris filu the chalash marotz basiris melach. We know any mile. The tonerava. Chag matzot ishmo shivat yamin. Shivat yamin is chag matzot. We made al chalash marotz basiris melach. Shmira. Give Rabbi Yoshai. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, what do you need a pasuk for? Umari Shon Vishviim, where there's no kiddush l'fnei v'lachareim, and nonetheless Torah asks them asis malacha. So cholo shomayet shiyesh kiddusha l'fnei v'lachareim, and a dinchi asu asis malacha. What kind of sword is that? Sheish vibrations of yesh kiddush l'fnei v'lachareim, umutorim asis malacha. Sheish is a vibration. They don't have a korban musaf. Tama cholo shomayet sheish b'korban musaf. Korban musaf is the yeshua shchodesh yachiyam. Ainbo korban musaf umutav asis malacha. Shodesh is not called Mikra Kodesh. Chol Shemot is called Mikra Kodesh. Hold the Kari Mikra Kodesh. It didn't trust Messias Malacha. Tanya Ida. Kol Malacha Zavadodo Ta'asu. We made our Chol Shemot. Sha'asur Basiyat Malacha. It says over there. Kol Malacha Zavadodo Ta'asu. Shivas Yomim Takrivu Yishel Hashem. So Shivas Yomim is going on. Kol Malacha Zavadodo. So most people didn't Chol Shemot. Did Rabbi Yisrael Gmili. Rabbi Akiva Emre. Enot Tzarech. Hare Omer Ela Moade Hashem. What? Tell me, Rishain. So what about Rikvanema Shabbaton? In Bishvi, Rikvanema Shabbaton. Ela Kosumedaber, Ela the Kolo Shamoi, the land of Hashasur, Basiat Malacha. Tani Ida, Sheshis, Yamitokan Matsot of Yamashviatzer Hashem, Mashvi Yatsor of Sheshis Yamim Matsurim. Ayotaina Mashvi Yatsor Bechomaloka, Sheshis Yamim Matsurim Bechomaloka. That they do by being kaderish chedesh. Is a malacha asur? Is a malacha mutarit? Mutarim behesped v'tanit. Shelo lekayim et every yomer matzeret achar Shabbat. V'tanya maaseh umet alekse blud. V'nichnasu kol Yisrael l'softo. V'lo inichu um Rabbi Tarfon. V'pnei shiyomtem shel atzeres hayom. Yom Tov, but it can't be Yom Tov. I mean, Yom Tov because I mean, as Yom Tovach, Shalat Zerasoya. The Kasha can't be on the Shkaliyos Akra Shabbos. Can't be on the Shkaliyos Shabbos. Night of Miyadai, the Chulin, the Maser, the Truma. But the Kedesh, you have to be Matbil. The Yadayim and the Chatas, you have to be Matbil Kogufam, Nidmu Yadam, Nidmu Gufam. Tov of the Chulin, Ufzik Chulin. And he's only Kuzik Chulin. Also the maser, tov the maser, and huvzak the maser. He's also the truma. Tov the truma, huvzak the truma. He's also the kodesh. Tov the kodesh, with full kavana, works at the kodesh, also the chatos. Tov the chomer on the other end is mutter the kav. Tov the huvzak at all, then kiyul lo tava. Big day amaretz midrash the prushim, big day prushim midrash the truma, big day the truma midrash the kodesh, big day kodesh midrash the chatos. Yosef ben Yoezer might have been a chassid for by the kavuna and ate truma his whole life. I saw this back to Midras HaKadosh. Yochanan ben Gugada, Ayoch al Taras HaKadosh Kol Yomav, Vaisa Mitpakto, Midras HaKadosh. Chulun u'maisa, Miboy netila sedayim in all, Vraminu ha-tshuma v'abikurim, Chayim alay misa, V'chaymash, Surin lezorin, Nirtse kayim, Eilam v'yapun u'meya, Tune netila sedayim in har Shemesh, and his body stomach, which are all you need to truma bikurim vashenke b'maisa v'koshke b'chulim. So at least Maser and Maser we could answer by saying already the Meir Rabbana. The Tzadon Kol Aton B'Yasmayim Medivrei Sefer B'Tamas HaKedesh Potselot HaTshuma Umutar L'Chulin Olamaser Divrei Meir V'Chachamim Osrim B'Maser. Okay, so that's vis-a-vis Maser. But Chulin HaChulin, how are you going to explain that? Kasha.
I'll answer by saying, Rakasha kan lachila kan benegia. As for Shim Barash, the whole machlokas was Barashi. Well, Poli Rabbana, Aloy Rabbana, Bachila, the Master, it comes for negia or achila, even if even achila, Kulin, Loplig. So Aloy Rabbana, Bachila, we'll have to say, Rakasha kan bachila de Nahama, and kan bachila de Peri. Don't remember Kalanoto, Yadav, the Peri, Arezemigasi, Arach.